When buying groceries on a budget, it can be difficult to afford fresh fruits and vegetables. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden visits a neighborhood convenience store in suburban Pittsburgh and reports on a program helping people on food assistance eat more produce.
Garisha Peoples is preparing one of her favorite foods for lunch, a baked potato. While standing in the kitchen of her first floor Rankin apartment, she cuts off the ends of the fist-sized tuber and then pops it in the microwave.
I'm a potato fan. I like homemade french fries. I like the baked potatoes. I make cheese potatoes. I do a lot with potatoes. I just like them.
This is the last of the russet potatoes she purchased with Food Bucks, a program that helps those who qualify for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, to buy produce. Recent data show more than 153,000 people in Allegheny County are enrolled in SNAP and therefore eligible for Food Bucks. In addition to the potatoes, Peoples also bought mushrooms and says next time she might pick up some bell peppers.
I love it. It's convenient. Like, if you don't have no money to get stuff, you can go there and get the produce that you would need if you need it for like a salad or anything you would need that you might not have. You can go there and use your bucks to get it.
Currently, only 9 stores in Pennsylvania, including 3 in the Pittsburgh area, accept Food Bucks. There's a location in the Hill District, another in Hazelwood, and the newest addition, Carl's Cafe, a convenience store in Rankin, is only a 3-minute walk from People's apartment. The store started with the program in January, and so far has netted the shop more than $200.
Hi, Carl. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Carl's Cafe is hard to miss. It has a scarlet red door, and advertisements for Little Debbie cakes and Faygo soda are plastered on the facade. But recently, owner Carl Lewis rearranged some shelves of sweets and soft drinks to make room for more nutritious options.
From bananas and apples and oranges to avocados, eggplants, you name it, we've got just about everything.
Every time someone spends $2 in SNAP benefits at Carl's, they get $1 back in Food Bucks, which can only be used for produce. Lewis says it's been a hit, especially for broccoli.
And I've had customers come in, and unbeknownst to me, they've saved up 20 or 25 Food Bucks already, so they can get a whole bunch of stuff and be able to feed their entire family with the fresh produce, which is something that may have been out of reach for them before.
The Food Trust, a Philadelphia-based nonprofit, started the Food Bucks program in that city back in 2010. Emily Schmidlap is the organization's Pittsburgh Food Bucks coordinator. While people who qualify for the program are already receiving SNAP assistance to buy groceries, Schmidlap says often that support isn't enough.
Something that's neat about this program is I can come in early in the month. I can buy my milk and my bread and my soup and my more kind of stable items. And then later in the month, if I don't have any benefits left on my card, but I've got a stack of Food Bucks at home, that means that I'm going to be able to continue eating healthy food throughout the whole month.
Most of the funding for Food Bucks comes from a U.S. Department of Agriculture grant. At first, it only existed at farmers markets, which have limited hours. But now Food Bucks is spreading out into brick-and-mortar stores like Carl's in areas where it's difficult to find quality, reasonably priced fruits and veggies. Schmidlap says that means the whole neighborhood benefits, including those who don't use SNAP.
This is bringing additional revenue into the store. It's enabling Carl to carry more produce, and that benefits me if I'm coming in and spending cash because I still have a bigger selection of produce to choose from.
Shop owner Carl Lewis says the program has also transformed his relationship with his customers.
When you are providing something that a person has not had, but they have needed, so that changes the dynamic between my customer and me, because now they're looking at me as not only the shopkeep, but they're looking at me as a person who has provided something that was missing for them.
The Food Trust says it's looking for more grocers, big and small, to partner in Pittsburgh to expand the Food Bucks program so that regardless of where someone lives, they have access to fresh fruits and vegetables. I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.